Hello, GWA. I have had a really shitty day, and I wanted to get off to get out that bad tension, and I figured what could be better for doing that than my Hitachi while I'm yelling about all the things that really piss me off. Obviously, I'll be skipping the personal stuff, but there are a few incidents you can hear about, and I figure it's very cathartic to do this, so I will get started. I figured there would be some people who want to listen to that, if that's a thing, so. First thing that really pissed me off today was it was raining, and I love the rain, don't get me wrong, but I don't like it when I have to drive in the rain because people are stupid and they don't know how to drive in the rain. And a lot of people were driving way too fast, considering it was raining. And people don't use their headlights when it's raining because they're idiots who don't understand how visibility works. Which pisses me off because that's dangerous as shit. So there are a few bad drivers there, and I had to go to school, and I have to pay for the ability to park. We have to get a parking pass for students. The irritating thing about that is there's never enough parking. So I'm paying nearly $100 a year, as well as tuition fees, for parking that I don't have definite access to. It's not a fucking lottery, guys. It's like, surely with thousands and thousands of cars who all have to pay nearly $100 a year for the potential to go and get pissed off and not find parking, you can build another car park. Surely with that amount of money, as well as the tuition fees. So, that was irritating. I drove around my campus for an hour. I had about 10 spots beaten. I had 10 spots I had my eye on that were beaten too. And people driving around the car park not using their indicators, like fuckwads. Please, if you're listening to this and you don't like using your indicators, use your indicators. They're there for a reason. They're not decorative. And then, so I decided, fuck this. I just won't go to class today. So I went home. And on the way home, there was this lovely gentleman in a brown four-wheel drive. And I drive a tiny little city car because in city you don't really need much else. But of course you get the people who drive four-wheel drives in the city when they're a single person who doesn't do any sports or stuff that they might need to carry, that they might need a car as large as a four-wheel drive to carry, and they don't go four-wheel driving. So they essentially just waste fuel, space, and act like dickheads on the roads because of their giant, stupid cars. And I was driving in a 50 kilometer per hour zone. I am a little bit too preoccupied to figure out what that is in miles. I was in a 50 kilometer per hour zone, driving 50. And this fuckhead, freaking in the rain with his lights off, just everything I hate, drives past me going probably about 80 or 90 and overtakes me. I saw fucking red. I got so mad. I started screaming obscenities and flipping the bird and doing lots of things that obviously don't actually accomplish anything but made me feel a little bit better. And I had some pretty horrible thoughts about what I wanted to do to him and what I wished would happen to his and him and his beloved family members and or friends. So I figured that's probably a little bit too much bad juju to be having, Teapot. So I was like, well, we better work that out. And then I came home and decided to record me getting out the bad juju. So I hope you're enjoying listening to this very cathartic process. And I hope if you have a shitty day, even if you're not really feeling like a wind, maybe try it. You never know, it could help. I mean, I already feel a little bit better. And there was a bunch of personal stuff that I'm not gonna go into because that's personal stuff. But despite this feeling really good, I'm finding it difficult to get off. God, I just want to strangle that guy. I'm serious. Fuck you, asshole. Shit. I need more leverage. So, I'm feeling a little bit better now, I think. And it's raining outside. It's very nice. Thank you for listening to my angry ramble for I hope your day is going better than mine, and or has gone better than mine, I suppose.
Thank you for listening.